Hello everyone. In the next 3 minutes, I hope to give you a quick overview on how we're applying learnings from behavioral science in order to harness the capabilities of artificial intelligence to scale up evidence-based practices. I'll be doing this by providing you a case example of how we are building a chatbot in order to help people adhere to their varenicline treatment. Varenicline is a prescribed medication that helps people quit smoking. It's probably one of the most successful smoking cessation medications out there, but people do not adhere to the 12-week regimen it's supposed to have, and thus its efficacy decreases. We are very fortunate to know that if we provide behavioral supports to people who are using smoking cessation medications, they're more likely to adhere to the treatment. However, right now the healthcare system does not have the capability of offering these supports at scale. So I thought, could we use artificial intelligence and specifically a chatbot in order to provide these supports at scale? So for the last 2 years in my lab, we've been building a chatbot to help people adhere to varenicline. And we've been doing this by following the Medical Research Council guidance on how to develop complex interventions. So we started by conducting a literature review that identified the modifiable barriers and facilitators to varenicline, as well as the behavioral change techniques associated with adherence. We then interviewed 20 people who used varenicline and had a hard time adhering to it. And we did this following the theoretical domains framework in order to really contextualize the findings from the literature review we had conducted. We also conducted interviews with 19 healthcare providers to understand some of the implementation challenges they foresaw they would have in recommending the chatbot to their patients, as well as some of the features they would want. We then conducted something called the Wizard of Oz. So before investing a lot of money into building the chatbot, this was kind of a mock trial where people thought they were interacting with the chatbot, but it was really one of my students that was answering the questions. And thus we had a real list of what questions people asked. Once we had all this information, we mapped all the behavioral change techniques we had identified to the APPEASE criteria to make sure what we actually included in the final version of the chatbot. And this was based on whether it was acceptable, practical, effective, affordable, if it had any side effects, and whether it posed any equity concerns. Right now, we're beta testing the chatbot, so hopefully it will be out soon. Thank you very much for listening.